This letter is dated 22 February 1967. You know, now that I look at it, I get a kick out of the fact that I do it military style. 22 Feb, 67. Dear folks, hi, how are you all? Fine, I hope. We left for a new operation yesterday, so now we are back out in the jungle. Again, a few things I want to clarify. First, when you were reading about Bong San, that was us. We weren't in the Iron Triangle. I told you before that half the time we don't even know where we are. We did think we were in the Iron Triangle, but it was the heart of Bong San. Right now we are just south of the DMZ. It will probably be written up as the Coastal Highlands. From my position on top of the mountain right now, I can see the sea about 10 miles away. This operation should get a lot of publicity because this valley is crawling with VC. The company we relieved was only here a week and had 49 men killed, not to mention many, many wounded. So as you can figure, most of us are pretty nervous. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. That's why they always send us paratroopers to the hot spots. Before I close, I have the usual requests. I need film bad. I can really get some great pics out here. Don't send any black and white, only color. You said you sent 4 rolls. I haven't received this. I don't know how interesting. You want me to read all this stuff? I didn't think so. It's all about film. I love Sadie, Lois, and Daddy. Love, Alan. I read this because I'm on top of the mountain on 22 February 67. The next letter is 2 March 67. I guess about a week later. Dear folks, hi, how are y'all? Fine, I hope. Received another package the other day. It sure was great. Well, we're down in the valley now. It's hell down here. This is the first chance I've had to sit down, no less right. So I've got to make this a short one. We've made contact with Charlie every day and night since we've been down here, and he's really on top. The other night, he ambushed one of our patrols, and not one man walked away. We could hear them screaming from where we were set up. We went out to police up the bodies. One guy had only 4 days to go before he was supposed to go home. I had tears in my eyes when I carried him to the helicopter. He was hit so bad you couldn't even recognize him. The night before that was a night I'll remember for the rest of my life. I won't go into details, but tell you a little of it. We went in a village at about 4 p.m. There were 300 North Vietnamese in there, and they pinned us down. Honest to God, I never prayed so hard. All night, bullets were flying over our heads. Artillery came in, and it was just like it is in the movies. First light came at about 6:45. They opened up on us again. It was terrible. We had them surrounded, but we couldn't get in close enough to see where they were firing from. Well, to make it short, most of them got away. It was embarrassing, but at least I'm still alive. Well, that's about it for now. Please don't worry. I want to live so too much to let Charlie get me. Love, Alan. I mean, this is really funny. Don't worry. Writing my parents this crap. Don't worry.